You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Audrey, let's say hello to Natalie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Natalie. Natalie has been ghosted by Derek, and this don't make any sense. So we're going to try to help you figure out why. But first, tell us about Derek and how y'all met and what you did on your date, and we'll go from there.
Oh, yeah. Derek and I met, well, we met on the dating site. He's the first guy that I've actually met on this site that's like worth potential. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked at first. We did, you know, messaging, and then we talked, and then we went on a coffee date. That was like our first date.
Okay.
And I'm not usually a coffee drinker. I mean, I don't like coffee at all. And that's definitely not what I want to do on a first date. But, you know, I'm trying to branch out, you know, trying to give a little, you know what I mean? Just so you know, I did just get out of a long-term relationship. So
back in the really saddle again is always there a little tough, a little complicated.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I'm just getting back in the, you know, the dating game.
But and, you had fun?
Oh, I can't tell you how much fun it was. We had such a nice banter going on, you know, which is really important to me. And he said things like, I'm so funny. And he said he had fun.
Huh?
And then when we said goodbye, he hugged me. And that being said, he hasn't responded to me or reached out since then. And I kind of want to know why, because I thought we had a great dynamic with each other and a lot of potential.
Mm. For him to say that you're funny and that he had fun is kind of a clue that he had a good time, right? But then again, from what I understand with Audrey, she makes all these boys feel like they're special.
Oh, my God.
And makes them all think that they're funny when they're probably not.
It's mainly the alcohol.
Funny and fun equals friend zone. That's what it, in my head. That's what I'm thinking.
No, funny and fun is exactly
thinking.
What you're looking for. At least me.
I'm looking for attraction, lust, love. Something I could see like, damn, that dude's hot. Damn. Let's see.
Hey, well, you know what? Personality is more important to me than looks, Alex. I don't know about you. I guess that's how you're raised. We were able to get a hold of Derek. Derek has been kind enough to share his side of the story, and we've got him on the phone. That's exactly what we're going to do right now. Good morning, Derek.
Hello.
Just looking for a reason here, man, as to why you cut off contact with Natalie, and everything you say is okay as long as it's the truth. That's just what we want to know. So will you share?
Oh, man, I don't know where to begin with this. We met for coffee. Things were going great at first. You know, we're chatting, getting to know each other. Everything seemed cool. And then out of the blue, she sort of a pup cup. You know, a pop cup, a drink. She doesn't have a dog. There's no dog involved here.
It's just she orders a pup cup.
She ordered a pup cup.
I called a puppuccino, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just a
puppuccino. That's what she got. And I honestly, I didn't know how to process it. I'm like, I mean, I've never seen someone do that before. Mm-hmm. And at first, I thought maybe she was joking. I was like, oh, that's hilarious. But no, she was serious. She starts sipping on it and licking on it.
Sipping like, on it. Normal.
I've only seen this on like TikTok or Instagram where the dog in the drive-thru is eating. Never inside a human with it.
No.
It's just whipped cream in it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's like a cup of whipped cream. I hope that's all that was
that's
in it.
It.
You know?
Ordering that as your drink is crazy.
You know, I didn't want to judge. I was like, maybe she's some weird quirk or whatever. It gets better. Well, she finishes it. She asked me to get her another one. Asked me to get her another one. She's like, she didn't go up and get another one. She's like, hey, can you go grab me another? And I was just like, I just froze. I was like, am I supposed to be the guy who keeps getting her whatever she wants now? I mean, it just felt like too much too soon, especially for a first hangout. And then that not one, but two pup cups. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Wow.
We're sharing a laugh. I hope we're not making you feel bad, Natalie. But that is kind of a funny story, Natalie. What are you thinking here?
Honestly, I'm just really confused. I mean, I thought we addressed the whole thing about me ordering a pup cup on the date, you know, and I thought you thought it was funny.
Oh, so you were trying to be funny.
I wasn't trying to be funny, but like I said, I don't normally do coffee, so I'm just trying to go with the flow here, you know, and I'm pretty sure, Derek, you told me that you wanted me to be comfortable and you weren't judging me for ordering that. I mean, that's what you said, and I just can't believe that's why you're considering that you wanted to ghost me because of this. So if that was a problem where you thought it was weird, I just wish you would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm sorry. At the time, I just didn't want to be rude. I guess I should have been more transparent. I do apologize. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings, you know?
Alex Bradley, if you were on a date with a woman, she orders a pup cup, right?
I can't even begin to tell you what I would do. That's just one of those you got to be in the moment situations.
She finishes it, and then she looks at you and asks you to go order her another one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I wouldn't do anything. I would have left. I would have left after the first pup cup.
Hey, look.
I'm sorry. There's no right. It's.
You wouldn't go order her another
one? No. When she sat down and I'm like, really? It's like, I'd be just, dude, here's the thing. He probably told his boys after about the day. We're like, hey, how'd it go? And he told, and his
y'all,
boys.
Y'all, they're still the folk. We saw a little bit of capacity.
Hang on. His boys probably already give her a nickname. They call her Pup Cup and he can't handle
it
anymore.
They call me Pup Cup.
Oh my God, see?
Can we give her some props, though, for ordering what she wanted?
Absolutely.
You know, being brave like that?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what she doesn't like coffee. I mean, there are other options, but you know what? Hey, look.
Order whipped cream
water
in a cup for an adult. Don't ask for a pup cup.
It's cute. I mean, if you don't go to coffee, you don't really. I mean, she probably saw it. Anyway, good luck, Natalie. Good luck, Derek. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right. Wow.